Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, we are entering into a new episode. We know we are one day away from May 1st. May 1st kicks off tomorrow, and we will be going into the second quarter and the second month. And the question I want to ask everybody, what have you accomplished so far? What have you accomplished so far? And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times we have goals, we have dreams, we have visions, but it all breaks down to what are our right now goals? What are we accomplishing? Today we're going to be talking about choices. What are your choices before you? A lot of times we're trying to execute on our goals, but we don't have an actual strategic plan to do so. Sometimes we even feel stuck. We feel like we're not moving forward, but we have to implement a strategic plan. And today we're going to be talking about that. Today we're going to be talking about intentional goal planning. Today we're going to be talking about how do we continue to move forward, the hindrances in our way, even with the blocks that are in our way. The question that I have you checked off some of your goals so far? Have you checked it off into the accomplished category? Are you moving forward in the right direction? Or are you still caught between the choices of execution? A lot of times we get paralyzed if we're trying to choose, should I go left, should I go right? What is the best option for me? Which we always should ask ourselves. But we should not be stuck so much to the point that we are paralyzed and we're not executing on our goals. When we're talking about choices, there was a quote. It says, it is our choices that show what we truly are far more than our abilities. And that quote is by Rowland. And one of the things that's so important and is so key is that some of our important choices have a timeline. What is your timeline? Have you even created your timeline? If we delay a decision, opportunity is gone forever. Sometimes our doubts keep us from making a choice that involves change. Thus, an opportunity may be missed. And that quote is by Faust, James E. Faust. One of the things that I just want to impress upon all the leaders, thank you for joining this morning. I see you. Thank you for the call-ins. Thank you for those that are logged in online that's listening to the show. One of the things that I just want to encourage everybody is that this moment, you don't have a strategic plan. If you don't have an outline of what you're even going to do for the 31 days in May, what I want you to do is take a moment today and create that. What I want you to do today is take a moment and outline your 31 days in May, and I want you to go with me on a journey the next 31 days in May. Sometimes one will feel stuck. In other words, you're unable to move from a particular position or place or unable to change a situation. We have to grow, and we know that growth is painful, change is painful, but nothing is as painful as staying stuck where you do not belong. How many of you listening to this show this morning feel stuck? How many listening to this show feels that even though you're going through a transformation, you're going through a change, it's painful, it's awkward, you feel out of sort, you feel like a fish out of the bowl. Sometimes you're probably even grasping for air. Sometimes you're not even sure really what's going on. And then sometimes you may second guess the choice that you chose to execute on. I just want to encourage every leader statewide, national-wise, internationally, that this is your season. This is your moment to execute. Just because you come to a roadblock, that does not mean you should stop. You have to reevaluate the moment and see what the next step is to continue to move forward. The object of your life, the object of your goal is to continually move forward. Now, when we're talking about moving forward into the direction that you're facing, what is facing you right now? What do you feel a hindrance is that's facing you right now that's preventing you to continue to travel forward, onward to your goals, onward to your dreams, onward to your destination? Because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen and entrepreneurs, we must make progress. Now, we've already gone through January. We've already gone through February. We've gone through March. Today's the last day in April, and tomorrow is May 1st. What progress have you made? I have to evaluate myself also. I have to ask myself that exact same question. Are we making progress? Are we moving toward a successful conclusion? Do we even have end dates and deliverable dates when we want to make sure we've accomplished our particular dreams, our particular goals? We must develop an attitude of gratitude. And why do I say that? Because a lot of times us as leaders, we're on our journey, we're on our path, and yes, it will get difficult, yes, it will get hard, but at the end of the day, your posture, your mindset, the words that come out of your mouth, how do you handle a difficult situation, it will be indicative on the outcome. It will be indicative on your next step. And when it comes to you making forward progress, no matter what, if you haven't had this mindset of gratitude, well, you can adopt it today and you can implement it 31 days of May. We know it takes time to form a new habit, so if this has not been your habit, it's okay. Today you're listening to this show, and I, again, thank everybody for chiming in online or calling in. Today is a new day for you to develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you. See, when we get into a place in our lives where we get so disgruntled, we get angry, we get bitter, we won't make progress because we're going to get stuck in the filth. We're going to get stuck in our mindset, and then our body will not flow. We're not going to execute on the things we need to do. We must know that every step forward is a step toward achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. And that's a quote by Brian Tracy. Many of you may have heard of him, an awesome leader on personal development. That's another thing. In the 31 days of May, adopt a personal development strategy for yourself. What books will you be reading? What will you be listening to? What will you be watching? Then the next 31 days of May, you have to mind what you see, what you hear, what you're around, what your energy is around, who's around you, who do you allow in your inner circle. It's very important in terms of making forward progress, because if you have the wrong individuals in your circle, two things are going to happen. They're going to deplete you of your energy, and you're going to stop. Stop what? Stop making progress. It's all indicative of who's in your inner circle. When we talk about movement, movement is an act of changing physical location or position or having a shift completely around you. Again, when we're talking about movement, it is the act of change. Again, the act of change. Again, if nothing is changing in your life, if you see everything staying the same, it's just like stagnant water. If you ever go to a river or you're around some water and it's not moving, it's stagnant, often it will create a smell. And that's the same thing with our lives and our business lives. What kind of fragrance is coming off your business, or is it stagnant and smelling? You know what I mean? You sometimes have to continue to move forward. And if it has gotten to a stagnant place, you need to reevaluate what's going on, reshift your thinking, and change your position, right? Reshift your thinking and change your position. One of the things that's so key and so important, you as you're reshifting your thinking and change your position, we know that all change is not growth and all movement is not going forward. Because a lot of times as we're reshifting and changing our position, sometimes we just busy and there's no results. We just busy and there's really no no byproduct coming out of it. We must reshift our thinking so that way our actual activity that we're doing on a daily basis is providing us results, right? We need results at the end of the day. If you just spinning your wheels, if the first 4 months of this year we just spinning our wheels, but we see no fruit, nothing is coming off of it, then you have to have an awakening moment and not lie to yourself any longer and say, you know what? My business is not growing, whether it's a for-profit business, whether it's a nonprofit business. Maybe you're creating a leadership platform. You are a leader in the community, but you feel, you're stuck. You feel that there's no real change. At the end of the day, you have to be real with yourself, because no one, you can't lie to yourself. You're making a lot of people. We've all heard that quote, but you can't lie to yourself, right? All change is not growth, and all movement is not forward. And that's a quote by Ellen Glasgow. In other words, a lot of times, it's just as I stated a few minutes ago, we're moving, we're busy. We fake our own selves thinking that we got productivity, but we don't. We all get there. I had to have an awakening moment for myself to say, okay, self, you know, what are you really doing? What are the real results? Are they? Is it real results, or is it just busy? Are you just being busy, right? We have to get out of just being busy, think we got it going on, but it's not reality. We must implement a strategy. Now, what is a strategy? When you think about a strategy moving forward, it is a tool. no more, no less. A strategy is a tool. Just as an individual that might be a carpenter, you know, in construction work, they have tools to build a house. So imagine when a person or a contracting company is building a house, right? Before they build that house, they have a plan, right? And then they lay the foundation of the house. There is a lot of things they also have to do underneath the ground to prepare the ground even for the house to be built at that particular spot on the land. But how many of us, when we're building our business, we don't have a plan. We don't even think we need to write anything down. Our strategic plan is our tool of weapon. It is our choice. It is the guiding roadmap. But if you don't even have a strategic plan, your house will crumble. And not being pessimistic, but at the end of the day, just like an individual that was building a physical house, if they didn't take a survey of the land, that's another thing, you have to take a survey of the land, you know, examine the land that the house is going to get built on, make sure the ground is strong enough to hold that property that's going to be built. We have to do the same thing in our business. We have to do the same thing in our everyday life. So, again, a strategic plan, no more, no less, it is a tool. It is a utensil that you're going to use to help move and make progress in your business. When we talk about intentional goals, intentional goal planning is something that's being done deliberate. It's something that's being done on purpose. In other words, we're not just waking up one morning and seeing what sticks. Well, whatever works today, I'm just going to kind of go by the flow. I'm not really sure. I don't really have anything planned. We're just going to see what the day brings. Well, that's not intentional planning, and nor is that building a strong foundation for any business at all. We must be intentional. We must be deliberate. We must be purposeful in terms of our plan of our day. If you don't already plan out your day the day before, the night before, start now. Start tonight, April 30th. So when you go into May 1st, you already know what you're going to do. You're going to have intentional planning. We're not just going to wake up and see what sticks. We want to make sure there's a plan and we have goals by the end of this week. I highly recommend to do that daily and then have weekly goals to see, you know, how far you've come, see what you've accomplished. A good idea is about 10% of an implementation and hard work is 90%. I'm going to say that again. A good idea is about 10%, and implementation and hard work is 90%. And that quote is by Guy Kawasaki. How many times we come with great ideas, great concepts, and we just on fire, but we have no strategy to implement at all? So it just it stays there in the cubby of a good idea. So, you know, years and years go by, and we got all these good ideas in our, I guess, memory bank. So when we go to gatherings, we go to business network, and we always pulling out that good idea out of our memory bank, but there has been no implementation. You're always still at ground zero. You know, you haven't moved forward. You haven't even launched out there. And sometimes people don't want to launch out there because they feel they're going to fall flat on their face. They feel the business isn't going to work. They feel like, who's going to listen to me? Who's going to really be receptive to my company? Don't think about those things. You just need to go. If you don't get anything else from listening to this show, and thank you for those that have called in. Thank you for those that are listening in online, because at the end of the day, all that matters is about hitting the go button. If you don't hit the go button, you know, there's nothing to implement because you're not moving. You're stagnant like the water. When we think about a goal, the goal is the object of a person's ambition or effort. It's something that you're aiming to do, aiming for a desired result. Again, you have to build with the end in mind. If you don't have a desired result, if you don't have any goals, if you're not sure with what you're aiming for, you're not going to ever hit a target. You'll hit something, but it won't be a specific target. A goal without a plan is just a wish. It's just a wish. We hoping, you know, whatever works, whatever come my way, my arms are wide open. No, that's not how it works, ladies and gentlemen. When we are entrepreneurs, when we are leaders, we have to be intentional about our planning. A plan is the process of deciding in detail how to do something before it's actually even done. That's what a plan is. It is a process. Understand, planning is a process. Process is something that's ongoing. It's not just a one-time thing. And a lot of times people feel they hit a plateau in their business because they never went back to look at their original strategic plan and had to revise it and edit it and update. You got to constantly be tweaking that. You have to constantly tweak your strategic plan, because as life changes, as the seasons change, as the business change and whatever your market that you're in, it's gonna always be evolving. It's going to always change. So your process must constantly be tweaked and updated. when we think about productivity, productivity is never an accident. In other words, people don't just stumble upon reaching their goals. That's not reality. It is always the result of a committed commitment to excellence. You know, are you committed to your own self? You know, because before anybody can be committed to your business, you have to be committed to your business. And a lot of times, too often, I hear, "Well, I haven't got started yet because I'm waiting for people to get on with this. I'm waiting for them to get on, get with me, back me." You have to back yourself. No one's going to back your business, back what you're trying to do if they don't see you in goal mode. With or without them, you must move forward. With or without whomever you think you need, if you don't have this person, you can't even get your business started. That's the wrong mindset, the wrong posture. What I want you to do is research individuals and who you feel are leaders in the market, leaders in the community, and see how they got started. 9 out of 10, they didn't wait for nobody. They set the go button, they hit it, and they launched out and they started running. And then when they started running, then people started following. And sometimes it's not going to be the people that you thought was going to be that's in your current network that's going to even help you build your business. It might even be some brand new people. So you need to open yourself up to other possibilities. But again, we must keep in mind that when we execute, we're carrying out and we're putting forth a particular plan. That's what execution is. Now that you've had your strategic plan, you got it written, it's all well thought out, wonderful. Now it's time to carry it out and put it into action. That's what execution is. It's action, right? Success doesn't necessarily come from breakthrough innovation, but from flawless execution. A great strategy alone won't win a game or a battle. The win comes from basic blocking and tackling. And that is a quote by Naveen Jain. I'm going to say this again. Success doesn't nearly come from breaking innovation. In other words, we can come up with great ideas. We talked about that a few minutes ago. Come up with all these wonderful ideas. It's hot off the press. Wonderful. But you got to execute. Then on the same token, a great strategy alone won't win the game. Because even in, like, football, for those that are sports lovers, you know, my husband's in the sports, you know, there's a strategy. There's a play, right? You know, but when you're on that battlefield, you got to execute whatever the play is. It's the same thing in our business. You have the strategic plan. It's great. It looks pretty. You got it all packaged up and printed off in full color. That's wonderful. But it's just going to sit there and collect dust until we get on the field. And the field for whatever your business that you're in, that's your field. But sometimes we run away and we don't engage. We don't move forward. We don't make progress because we are sometimes intimidated of the mountain that is before us. Well, I say to every entrepreneur, to every leader that's listening, to good morning to the leader in you, you are up for the challenge. You were chosen for a reason. You were called out to be a leader, not just by happenstance, but you were called out to be a leader for a particular time, for a particular season, for a particular reason, to a particular target audience. So you got to get detailed with it. Sometimes people get overwhelmed and they get frozen because they feel they have to reach everybody. But you're not called to everybody. You're called to a particular target audience. You're called to a group of people to hear what you have to say. So don't get dismayed if the people in your current circle aren't flowing with you. Maybe that's not the circle. Newsflash, maybe that is not the circle. And sometimes that's hard to stomach because these are some people that you've been around all your life. These are people that you thought was going to support you, but they're not. And it's okay. You have to get okay. As a leader, sometimes you have to sit in a place of quietness to clear your mind, have proper thinking, to create a plan so that way you'll come up with the action steps, daily action steps for execution, right? But if you're always in a busy go mode and you never have that takedown time, that quiet time, that meditation time, you will miss the boat. You will miss your season. You will miss your opportunity. It could be aborted or it can be distorted. Your mission, what you feel you're called to do, can either A, be aborted or distorted. Distorted means you're operating, but you're not operating in the zone in which you're specifically designed to do. And you're so disgruntled with yourself and you're frustrated with yourself. But today, on April 30th, after listening to this show, you now have a different mindset. The mindset says, you know what, today I'm going to create an outline for this week. A part of that is we're going to create an outline and strategic goals that I have for the rest of the year. And starting May 1st, which is tomorrow, I'm going to hit the go button. I'm going to hit the you know, I'm going to get up. I'm going to have a right mind in terms of moving forward no matter who's with me. I have a saying, move forward no matter what. No matter what, I don't care if you don't see nobody behind you. As a leader, you have to lead, and then the people will come. If you have a business and you feel like, oh, man, my client base is low, I'm not getting any clients, well, why is that? You have to be the trailblazer. If you be the trailblazer, trust me, the people will come. There's another quote that says, human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals. That quote is by Martin Luther King. And the reason why I wanted to share that quote is because we as leaders that's listening into this show, we know that we are trying to move forward. We are trying to make a difference in our community. But human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. In other words, we have to bind together at some point as one unit and one team. Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice. Sacrifice in what? Sacrifice in your business. Sometimes we don't even want to sacrifice a lot of downtime. You know, some of that downtime where we're just shooting the breeze on social media and just kicking it all. We can't always be kicking it as a leader. You have to have a schedule. And in that schedule, it has to be very deliberate in how you're going to have your week. Now, I'm not saying that you don't do family time or you don't have your leisure time, but you need to have a schedule in such of a way that by the end of that week, some progress was made. Something was like, don't let a whole week go by and say, oh, well, I'll just wait till next week. But you still don't have a plan. So when next week come, another week going to go by to the point now a whole month went by, a whole quarter went by, then a whole year went by. And we're talking about we still waiting on people to join the team. You can't be waiting on people to join the team. You got to move forward. Maybe you had people in your team and they popped off and they was leaving left and right. Okay, it's okay. Us as leaders, we have to understand it is okay and keep moving forward. But see, when you take your eyes off the vision, when you take your eyes off the prize, we start to get frustrated. And with that frustration, sometimes it causes us to pause and pull back from the vision. And we're not stepping out there and doing what we need to do because we have been mentally shut down. We're shut down mentally. As we get ready to wind up the show today, I want to make sure everybody has my website. It's KatherineTrotter.com. That's www.CatherineTrotter. If you need to get in contact with me, please send me an email at ct@KatherineTrotter.com. I work with business owners from coaching and development, helping organizations get their 501c3 tax-exempt status, as well as organizational development if an organization is already developed and have currently their 501c3. What I want to impress upon everybody that this is your season, this is your now. Again, we're going into the second month. We're in the second quarter. And the question is, what are we going to do? LL Talk, Life Lessons. And you were listening to today's episode, April 30th, on choices. Stuck? Are you stuck? Are you not moving forward? Are you using an implementation process? Are you, you know, intentional about your goal planning? Or are we kind of just waking up saying, whatever comes our way today, we're going to just be open arms? We must execute. We may make choices. And in those choices, we're selecting the process in which we're going to carry out our day, our week, our month, the quarter, and the year. And ultimately, we have to reshift our thinking and changing our mental attitude from just being busy. Just being busy is not going to get you the results that you want. Just being busy is not going to allow you to move forward in what you're trying to do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for joining us for this edition of Good Morning to the Leader in You. I encourage everybody to stay plugged to our page, stay plugged to Good Morning to the Leader in You. We will have some upcoming events this summer where we're going to be doing live taping. So stay plugged to my website. I will be putting updates. Also follow me on social media on IG at CSpeaksOfficial. And I just want to encourage everybody to continue to move forward, and I'm going to see everybody at the top.